has crashed into a Philadelphia neighborhood. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro praised the quick response.
What you're seeing here is a unified response to an awful aviation disaster.
CBS's Jennifer Kuiper has more details about the crash.
A fireball engulfed several vehicles and spread to nearby homes and buildings. The air ambulance, a Learjet 55, was traveling from Philadelphia to Springfield, Missouri, with six people on board, including a pediatric patient.
The plane crash comes 2 days after a mid-air collision between an American Airlines jet and a Black Hawk helicopter near Reagan National Airport in Washington, D.C. President Trump cited, without evidence, diversity hiring practices. Gary O'Hara's son was Staff Sergeant Ryan O'Hara, the crew chief of the Black Hawk. He spoke with CBS's Mark Strassman.
Does that make this moment harder?
Yeah, it definitely does. I think for any parent, I know Ryan respected the people that he flew with and trusted them with his life. You have to earn your spot to be put into that helicopter. They don't just give it to you. You earn it.
The collision killed 67 people. President Trump's promised tariffs go into effect today against Canada, China, and Mexico. CBS's Nancy Cordes with the response.
The economic minister said that this is going to end up harming U.S. companies that manufacture their products in Mexico. I'm thinking in particular of major car manufacturers like Ford and GM. He also predicted that Americans will start seeing higher prices for fruits and vegetables.
Top FBI officials have been given an ultimatum. CBS's Christopher Cruz has details.
FBI officials nationwide have been told to retire or resign by Monday, or they'll be fired. Among the officials affected are those at the executive assistant director level at FBI headquarters in Washington. They manage the Bureau's criminal, national security, and cyber investigations. Numerous heads of FBI field offices across the country have also been given notice.
More personnel changes under consideration. Hamas has handed over three Israeli hostages as part of a ceasefire deal with Israel. The BBC's Yolan Nell is in Tel Aviv.
The families of these three Israeli hostages have all carried out high-profile campaigns to bring them home. The wife of U.S.-born Keith Siegel and the children of Ofer Calderon were previously released. But Yordan Bibas is set to return without his wife and two sons, the youngest of the hostages taken over 15 months ago. Hamas has claimed they were killed in an Israeli airstrike early in the war, but Israel has not confirmed it.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Temporary housing is still a big issue for thousands months after Hurricane Helene ravaged a big part of the country. CBS's Jim Crisula reports from the mountains of southwestern Virginia.
Nearly 4 months after Hurricane Helene's historic and deadly flooding across the southern Appalachians, hundreds remain in need of housing. FEMA is continuing its temporary housing program. Coordinator Daryl Drago.
We send our people out, our specialists, to work with all of those survivor households monthly to make sure that they're working towards a permanent housing plan.
FEMA is paying to house Hurricane Helene victims in hotels and motels for up to 18 months. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Max Meadows, Virginia.
International Tennis Hall of Fame star Pam Shriver has her trophies back. They were stolen from her car at a hotel where she was staying after being evacuated due to the California wildfires. Lindy Kenyon, CBS News.
WRJN Weather. With
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-30s. Tonight, some snow mixing with rain, a low around 32. It'll be breezy out of the southeast. Chance of rain and snow on your Sunday, then mostly sunny and warmer with a high around 48. Monday, mostly cloudy, a high of 37. Currently 26 degrees.
Deal Park to Sturdivant. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Oh! Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone.
Little Red Riding You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on, baby. Come on.
Say you will.
Say it better, yeah.
WRJN.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
after you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollmann recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Monday, 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 Mon other day. Every other day. Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday. That day, Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday, it's here to stay.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
fancy clothes. And he liked to wear his diamond rings on everybody's nose. He got a custom Continental. He got a Eldorado too. He got a 32 gun in his pocket for fun. He got a razor in his shoe.
City. The way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down a mountainside. Many times I've been here, many times I cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love, high on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too, hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere, love, high on a mountain of love. A mountain of love, a mountain of love. You should be ashamed. We used to be a mountain of love, but you just changed your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing and there should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above, high on a mountain above. A half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above, high on a mountain above, high on a mountain above.